During the public comment period at the Burnsville Town Council meeting on Thursday, January 7th, Amanda Martin brought a proposal before the council that was not on the agenda. She was accompanied by some 30 to 40 supporters. She said she represented a group of concerned voters who adamantly believe that alcohol sales in the town of Burnsville are the key to the community's economic turnaround. She requested the council consider a resolution requesting the Yancey County Board of Elections hold an alcohol beverage referendum for the town as soon as possible. The subject was not on the agenda, meaning it could not be acted on, but Councilperson Judy Buchanan made the motion to add the subject to the agenda. Council members approved the motion, and a discussion began.
And upon its discussion, there was a motion made also by Councilor Buchanan that the town hold an alcohol referendum as soon as possible to contact the Yancey County Board of Elections to do that. That vote was taken after some discussion with Councilors Judy Buchanan, Ruth Banks, and Ron Powell voting to hold that referendum, and I and Councilor Doris McClure voted against that measure. There's a lot of information that we don't understand and we don't know. Just in general conversation, I had recommended that we have some folk from the state ABC board and the North Carolina Department of Revenue come and explain to us exactly what we could expect. But there will be an alcohol referendum within the town with all four of the options allowed by the state on the ballot, and town clerk will be contacting the county board of elections very shortly to have that set up and have that election conducted.
Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh. Yancey Board of Elections officials say that a mid-March date would probably be the time frame for the referendum. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.